Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Happy New Year, everybody. It's January 1, 2015. We're kicking off 2015 as we've done for the last 18 New Year's days and with a live program. And we couldn't do without our good friend Gary Moore, who's joined us now. I don't know how many of these he's done, but we're glad he's here today. He's almost, he's more than 16-year member of our Brain Trust, original founding member, the founder also of the Financial Seminary. Financialseminary.org is the website. The author of Faithful Finances 101, also Spiritual Investments of from the Life of Sir John Templeton. But his new book is called Look Up America, Financial Insights on a lot of different things, including ethical investing. That's what Gary specializes in. Gary, we're talking about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street and how it cannot last. It's going to come to an end because what I say, Gary, is that the goose that lays the golden egg is Main Street. Is the Main Street economy, the American Main Street economy. And when Wall Street keeps trying to get more eggs out of the goose without you know being true to the goose, then that's where we are. I think that's where we are right now. And I think we're kind of getting into an untenable situation. And I believe that in order to change this and to get it back to where Wall Street is investing in the economy, not just in themselves, it's going to take a revolution of some kind. Now, I'm not talking about blood and pitchforks and riots in the street. I think it's going to take some kind of revolution. What do you think, Gary?
Oh, Jim, some of the smartest people on this planet are beginning to say that. I'm having a senior moment, Jim. Who's our mutual friend at the Financial Times of Europe?
Oh, yeah, Wolf.
Yeah, Martin Wolf.
Martin Wolf.
Has in my class, the video class on my website, I quote him and show the article where he's talking about how republics such as ours have often collapsed under economic inequality.
Right.
Jim, I hate to say this, but I think what we're seeing in the racial community, you know, wealth inequality among blacks and whites in this country is larger than it's been in a long, long time.
Right.
I think if I remember right, we now, whites control 17 times as much wealth per capita as the black community. And, Jim, those tensions are simmering, and they're building. And I look around, and I see an awful lot of what reminds me of 1968 when I graduated from high school. And there were some tumultuous years.
But I don't think it's fair to compare that kind of a scenario to Wall Street, Main Street.
Well,
I don't see the similarities there.
Well,
because Main Street wants to be a full partner, and Main Street, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter where you come from. This is an issue that cuts across race and ethnicity, and it's all about opportunity, Gary. That's what I think. What I think is different.
But Jim, we whites, and I know this is a very sensitive topic, but we whites control most of the wealth through corporate America. And when you have a philosophy that says the only people that should benefit from what are, I mean, the 500, I don't know what percentage of GDP the S&P 500 produces, but it's enormous, Jim.
I don't think the racial problem we have in America, Gary, is because of Main Street. Main Street.
I'm talking about the S&P 500.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, let's get that
But I don't
straight.
Think you should blame it on white people. I don't think you should talk about white people. I think you should talk about the interests on Wall Street.
Well, but the interest of Wall Street, which is owned, Jim, by mostly white people.
I agree with that.
Look at the Forbes 400 and see how many blacks are in there.
I agree with that. But that's,
okay.
That's a whole other...
It's not intentional, Jim.
Right.
I don't think we even know this, okay,
right.
And think about it.
Yeah.
But when you have people like Bill Gross of PIMCO who says how much when he was at PIMCO, he wrote an article not long ago about how he had benefited from the policies of the last 30 years that had focused all this wealth on capital,
mm-hmm.
and he's repenting of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you got people like that, then we need to think about these things, and we're just not conscious.
But when I say a revolution, I mean something that changes things in a positive way, but it has plenty of force behind it, not in any kind of a destructive way.
Yeah, but what Martin was saying is if we don't begin to have this discussion, as you and I have been talking
yeah.
about all these years, Jim, then it does end up with pitchforks. And
yeah.
that's what...
Oh, I agree with that. That's the reason I've been bringing it up all these years. And
we have to keep talking
yeah,
about it, Jim.
I agree. 100%.
It.
Hey, Gary, thanks for being here. Happy New Year, buddy.
All right, buddy. You
we'll
too.
We'll see you
Take
next
care.
Time. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Happy New Year, everybody. Let's have a great 2015 together. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.